Welcome to our Halloween episode of the DB Media Podcast. I'm Brian, that's Dylan. You can call him Spider-Man. So we do have two movies to be reviewing. We got Mr. Crockett and Smile 2 we went and watched. Plus we have a bunch of Halloween topics we'll be covering. Such as different slasher movies and all that. But let's cover the first little bit of movie news. Are you okay?
No way Spider-Man 5. I don't know why you thought I could go the whole podcast in that thing. There's no way.
Almost died of heat stroke.
I'm going to grab my hat.
So, first little bit of news we got before we get into our movie reviews. So, Marvel has delayed their Blade movie. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. Blade and...
There's only ever going to be one Blade.
Is ever going to be one Blade? Yeah. I honestly believe that they're going to get Wesley Snipes to come back. Marshall Ali has already said that he wants out of the Blade movie.
He wants out of it?
Mm-hmm. He's already tried to leave the Blade movie.
Why?
It's stuck in production hell.
Oh.
Like, it cannot find a director, a screenwriter. It's been rewritten. It's lost and got a bunch of different directors. He has made it clear he wants out of the movie. That's why we are starting to see him pop up in new movies.
Yeah.
But I think they should get Wesley Snipes a... Everyone online has already said they want him to have a Logan-style send-off. I would be all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with Wesley Snipes. I love him as Blade. I didn't expect to see him in the new Deadpool movie as Blade, but I would be in for that. Watch the box office explode with a new Blade movie with him.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to seeing a new Blade, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was too, because at the end of the Eternals, they tease Blade and is like, sure, you want to touch that, son?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I fully was prepared to see Marshall Lee, but you understand it's been 5 years since they announced it?
Yeah.
2019. Right after Endgame.
Yeah, that is crazy, though.
Yeah. Like you said, I kind of saw that coming. Wish it wasn't. I wish we got the Blade movie with Marshall Ali. But I would be just as happy with one with Wesley Snipes. They did replace it, not Marvel, but Disney replaced it on their release calendar with a new Predator movie.
Is that going to be like the Prey movie?
Yes, it's called Predator Badlands. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's like a Predator against a samurai.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I could have made that up, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I as much as I loved Prey, and I really did enjoy Prey, I would want to see... I don't want to see one in the past anymore. I want to see Predator in the modern times. I think those movies are better. I liked Prey, but I did not like it as good as some of the other Predator movies.
I think the new, before Prey, what was that one called?
Predators or something like that?
Yeah, no, that's the one with Adrian Brody.
I don't know.
The one where at the end of the movie he gets like his own mechanized Predator suit.
That's the newest one besides Prey.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
I loved that one.
It was like it had its moments for sure, but I didn't really care too much for it.
That's fair. Next piece of movie news we got here: Tom Holland. He tweeted out that playing Spider-Man at his age, or being known for Spider-Man at his age, is a new level of washed. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he's definitely been in a lot of stuff, but I feel like he's forgetting how iconic of a character Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
Like, still to this day, nobody knows Tobey Maguire for much of anything other than Spider-Man.
You're right. I 100% agree with you. I think that he is forgetting that. I mean, I understand only being known for one character and one genre of movie and not being able to really show your, like, other acting chops.
Yeah,
which,
a lot of actors don't like to be typecasted. Yeah. Like, when Mel Gibson first started coming up, he turned down James Bond because he didn't want to be typecasted as an action hero.
Yeah. I think that it's just like a little spell he's going through. Yeah. You know what I mean? He'll get out of that because he does have good movies.
Yeah.
The one
Devil All the Time.
I was about to say that. I was trying to remember the name. That. Devil All the Time.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's a really good movie.
I found it. I maybe in the week I found it, I may have seen it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
like I was showing it to everyone who would sit down and watch it with me. It was so good. And that's another Robert Pattinson movie that was great. But Tom Holland made that movie, and then so shortly after that, after he tweeted that, like I think it was a day or two later, he was announced to be casted in the Nolan movie. So it's kind of like a. It was kind of like an introduction to his tweet to being cast in the Nolan movie. No one knows what this new Nolan movie is about, or I can't find anything online at least. But it's Tom Holland, who is arguably one of the most talented actors of this generation, with arguably one of the best directors of all time.
He's going to be the new Robin.
What?
He's going to be the new Robin.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. It's going to be a sequel to Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
No. Anything with Christopher Nolan, I'm watching.
Yeah.
He has had some... It's either hit or miss. You know what I mean? Like, he's had some bad ones. Tenet? I can't stand Tenet.
I've never seen it.
It's ridiculous. I watched it the first time, and I was, like, just walking around my house, like, cleaning and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, maybe I don't understand this movie because I was doing something else. Let me sit down and watch it. So I restarted it, sat down. I still couldn't tell you what it was about. I couldn't tell you who the villain was. It's something about time travel. And, like, there's bullets being shot at them from, like, the future, and they have to dodge it in the past. It's something ridiculous.
That sounds really stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Like, and then he travels back in time in one of the scenes, and because time is different where he's from the future but he's in the past, everything's the opposite. So, like, he gets hypothermia from being in a car fire.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. That's one of the... I just couldn't stand that movie. But that's all the movie news we really have to discuss. We can get into our review for Smile 2.
Let's go with Mr. Crockett first.
You go with Mr. Crockett first?
Let's just get that out of the way.
Okay, so you want to do spoiler free?
It's a really goofy movie. It's very corny. It's supposed to be a horror movie. It's just terrible.
It was terrible.
Anything you have to say before we get to spoilers?
I can say that at the beginning, I was giving it. I went into it open-minded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, "This is gonna be a great movie." I've seen all the reviews about it. I didn't see one negative review about it. So I was like, "This is great." Little did I know, this movie was the slow. It was, I think, an hour and a half, maybe. It felt like I watched it for 4 hours. There was no character development. Like, we'll get more into that during spoilers. But it did have some solid special effects. I'll give it that. That's the only reason it's more than half a star for me.
Yeah, I didn't think the special effects was that good. It looked like something out of the early 2000s.
I thought the special effects were all right in the opening.
Not really.
Well, you want to get into before we get into a full-blown review about it, go ahead and give your rating of it.
One star.
I agree. I was teetering on one and a half, but I think I landed on one after that. You can go ahead with your spoiler review if you want.
Still not as bad as Joker 2.
Yeah, still nowhere near as bad as Joker. I would watch this movie 10 more times before I watch Joker 2 again.
Yeah.
So you go ahead with your spoiler review on that.
Spoilers ahead. The guy that comes and helps her in the library, I knew right away that he was like, he just wanted to get to Mr. Crockett.
I
knew he was the kid that he tried to kidnap immediately.
I didn't know that.
It was very predictable.
I thought it was predictable, and I knew he was not trying to find Mr. Crockett because he lost a kid.
Yeah.
There were signs, you know what I mean? Like when she gets in the car and turns on the radio and it's little kid music.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this guy's a weirdo. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think he was going to be the kid that Mr. Crockett died saving.
I kind of knew.
I didn't know that. I knew that he was one of Mr. Crockett's maybe helping hands, but I didn't know he was that kid. But yeah, very predictable. I was like, as soon as she met him, I was like, that's the guy. That is Don't trust him.
No, he found you.
That's a first red flag. But what you said about the opening, I thought the opening was pretty good.
It was all right. Like, you said earlier that you thought he was, like, kind of a good guy because he's taking that kid away. I just seen a father trying to make his kid grow up big and strong.
The dad was kind of a douchebag about it, though.
Okay. Work a 40-hour week and your kid doesn't want to eat what you put on the table.
Fair.
Pretty angry.
Fair. No, I think Mr. Crockett is a guy who he has good intentions, but it's poorly executed. He wants to save these kids from abusive homes, but anything's abusive to him. If they're told no, he's like, that's abuse.
Yeah.
So again,
I think he knows the difference between abuse and not abuse, because it's like he clearly shows like what he thinks is abuse.
Yep.
Like the dad trying to it did seem kind of abusive, like the way he was yelling at his son and everything. But I wouldn't go as far to say he didn't need to die for that, or he's being mean to the kid.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
And the crackhead dad as a little girl, he was like a real abuser. But like the mom, in the first scene, he left the mom alone, and then he still took the kid. He didn't kill the main character's mom, or the main character woman. She's the main character, not the kid. But he didn't kill her. He just took her kid. Like, if he really thought they was abusers, why didn't he kill those two?
Yeah, no, I agree with you saying. Yeah, I thought, but I did think the effects in the beginning were solid. In the first kill. Okay, I'll say the first kill.
And another thing, it really could have just been a comedy had they just like tweaked it a little bit, like different background music.
Yeah.
Like, or like said the lines a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Like it could have been a comedy, like a haunted house or something, that Marlon Wayans movie.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. It definitely had the undertones of a comedy.
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to a little bit, but it tried way too hard to be a horror movie when it just wasn't.
Yeah.
I do have the here that it is a very, very slow burn. Like I've said before, it makes you feel like an hour and a half by 4 hours.
Yeah. No.
So one thing about horror movies, we talked about this with when reviewing Summer of 84, stuff like that. I like to care about my characters in horror movies.
Yeah.
When they die, I like to feel something. When I tell you this movie done the opposite, it made me hate these characters. The kid, he was a menace.
Yeah, he was an asshat.
Yeah, as soon as he got abducted, I was like, let that kid go. You know what I mean? He's gone. Like, he's probably happier.
Throw your dead husband's trophy. What made me mad is nobody got an ass whooping.
Yeah. All these kids deserve to get whooped. Yeah. And
well, except the little girl with the crackhead dad.
Yeah.
He probably did need to take her.
Yeah.
She
was the only real victim.
Yeah, she was the only real victim. But the rest of the kids, like, oh, they got my VHS. I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead, tell that kid no. Give me a reason.
Give me a reason to get out this TV right now. Yeah, no, I just, like I said, I hated the kid. I didn't like the mom either. She just wasn't a good mom.
Yeah, actually, all these years it's been Mr. Crockett, and they just blamed it on Epstein.
Probably. The only acting that is good in this movie, because I feel like everyone overacted, even the mom, not a very good actor. The Mr. Crockett character, I thought he's great.
For what his character was supposed to be,
yeah, he was supposed to be goofy and sadistic, and he was all that. I thought he was great. It wasn't his fault he got a bad script.
Yeah,
I think that's it for Mr. Crockett. I don't really want to spend any more time on this movie unless you do, because this movie was god awful.
It's not rewatchable.
It
not at all.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would rather rewatch Jeepers Creepers 4.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Yeah. I could get through this movie for a first time watch. Could not get through Jeepers Creepers 4.
You never finished Jeepers Creepers 4?
No. I stopped watching as soon as he jumped off the giant cross.
I forced myself to watch it. It only gets worse.
Yeah.
But that's... I'll make you watch that another day.
I'll kill you.
Okay. So you want to jump into Smile?
Yeah, sure.
Let me give a rundown of Smile 1 first. He's never seen Smile 1.
No.
So I'll just say this compared to Smile 1 for me. I'm not a big fan of Smile.
Yeah.
Just not. The first one, it took me 3 attempts to finish that movie. I didn't like it. The main character, I just didn't think she was very likable. In the first one, they go for a trauma thing to make you feel sorry for. Like, she has past childhood trauma. The demon, like, kind of, or the curse, whatever you want to call it, kind of focuses off that and tries to manipulate that. Same as in the second one. But it just doesn't really do it for me in the first one.
Yeah.
One thing I did like about the first one, they did have A-Train in it from The Boys. He played another villain, I think. Like, it was a dumb boyfriend. The only thing that I can say that I enjoyed from Smile 1 other than Smile 2, the marketing. I haven't seen any marketing for Smile 2, but for Smile 1, it was amazing. They put people in crowds with just creepy smiling. Like, they were on the Today Show in the background smiling. They were at baseball games smiling. Had a shirt that had the movie like tag on it. Perfect marketing. I don't know why they didn't do this for the second one. Maybe they did, but I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
But perfect for the first one. The first one also is a little too long for me.
Yeah, the only I do remember seeing a bunch of those ads like that for the first Smile movie.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be pretty good, but I'd never watched it, so maybe that's why they didn't do as much marketing.
Yeah. I think it would have benefited a lot.
Yeah, I only seen the trailers for Smile 2.
Yeah, same. Smile 1, they could have cut out 20 minutes in the second half. I think it made it a better move. 20, 15 minutes, something like that. I'm going to go ahead and say that the first one, I'm going to go ahead and rate it. It was 2.5 for me.
Yeah.
So to say that I went into Smile 2 with low expectations to no expectations, I just watched it because it was the newest movie coming out.
Yeah.
And I will let you go ahead with our spoiler-free for Smile 2.
It's a, from what he says, it's a lot better than the second. I mean, the first one. It's a lot better than the first one. I wouldn't really know. But it's got a good protagonist. Like, it really gets you involved with the story and does make you feel for this person. It's like the struggles that she goes through seems really like what real struggles would be for a famous person or a musician. And she has an interesting backstory.
Yeah. I will say this before we get into spoilers. The performances by the actors.
Oh, yeah. Naomi Scott did really good.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she was really good.
So, horror movies are not very looked at by the Academy for Oscars and stuff like that. They're kind of looked on as like the underdog category. When I tell you that this performance deserves an Oscar, I thought this performance was amazing.
Yeah, I thought she did great.
Yeah, she was fan-freaking-tastic. I will say that, like I said, I went into it with low expectations. Man, did this movie blow me away. I will say, when we get into spoilers, that I didn't like the first half that much. Like, not even first half. I'd say first 15, 20 minutes. I thought, this is going to be like the first one. But yeah. I'll get more into that in our spoilers. Every actor, even it had Jack Nicholson's son in it. And he was great in the little parts he was in it. Ray Nicholson is his name, I think. Don't quote me on that. His name could be Jeff for all I know. I don't know.
Jeff Nicholson.
Jeff Nicholson.
Jeff Nicholson in Smile 2.
It was a lot more suspenseful. Without getting into too much details,
yeah,
you go to watch this movie and you will feel on edge.
Yeah.
Like, it does a good job of making you feel this actor's anxiety.
Yeah.
Before we get into spoilers, Would you like to rate it?
I think I gave it 4 stars.
Yep.
Or three, at least a 4-star.
Yeah, I have your. I had your rating. It's on this paper, but I didn't have it.
Okay.
Me and you rated it the same, 4. When I got out of the theater, I said 3.5. But that was because the first half, like I said, the first 20 minutes drug for me, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I kind of overlooked it because the rest of the movie was so good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah, I'll just bump it up to 4 stars. Any spoilers you want to tell me about this movie?
Oh, we're non-spoilers now?
Now we're doing spoilers, yes.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers ahead. Though, when people just pop up in her house, I don't see how her reactions is what they are. But then again, we live in West Virginia and Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like, shot, dead,
yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, we're not that concerned about people breaking into our house.
My first reaction is to, like, just jump at them.
Yeah, find a weapon. That's my first reaction.
But no, just like, it's just random people in your house, shoot them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, I feel like at time, like, I feel like if I was in that situation where when she turned her closet on and all those people was just smiling at her from her closet, I feel like I would just, like, have to accept my fate and just go down swinging.
Yeah, you just had to take as many as...
Yeah,
I have a theory about that. When we talk about the ending, I'll tell you my theory on that.
But, yeah, I just, like, just go down swinging. I was, like the entire time I was just sitting in the theater, hit him, hit him, yeah. Hit him.
That part in the movie... Only thing I could hear in the whole theater was you laughing.
Yeah.
You laughed so hard during that part of the movie.
It's ridiculous. It's like that scene from... what's the show where they cut the cookies? With the little needle? The shapes? Mr. Beast does it a lot, too.
Yeah, Squid Games.
Squid Games. Yeah, it's like the little robot thing. You got a red light, green light, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, every time she looked away, they got closer.
Yep.
It was just funny to me.
It was kind of funny. Like, I was, when she turned the light on at first and saw them all there, I immediately was like, oh Jesus, like, that scared me. Like, I wasn't expecting it. That's another thing this movie does, the jump scares.
Yeah, the jump scares are really good.
They are there.
Yeah, that's I'm not a big horror movie fan, but when I watch horror movies, that's what I want, is jump scares.
There was one jump scare where you leaned over to me in the theater and was like, that got me. That got me.
she's just randomly texting on her phone, and that guy that kills himself in the beginning just grabbed her.
Yeah.
Like, I did not see that coming. Like, it didn't set it up or nothing. He just did it.
Yeah, because she was, like, looking at her phone. Like, the camera was on her phone, and then, like, her phone jumps down. That guy grabs her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say I really, really liked how this one picks up where the first one left off.
Yeah.
Because the only character that I liked from the first one was the cop character, and he was in the second one. The guy who killed him, did he kill himself?
No, he got run over.
The guy who got run over. He was a cop.
Oh.
He was a cop in the first one, and I love how it picks up with him having the curse, because in the first one, he watched the main character die.
Yeah.
Like, she set herself on fire at the end. And he watched it. So I love how it explained where this one starts off from. I love how he was like, I gotta find bad people to give it to. Like, and he found drug dealers. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm gonna find a bad guy. And I really like that. I think this movie may have been sponsored by Voss Water.
Oh, yeah.
There was so much Voss Water.
Yeah, but that it had a story point. It wasn't just thrown in there for no reason.
I think it was thrown in there. That story point was thrown in there for their sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know if they're sponsored by Voss or not. But yeah, that's all she drank was Voss water. But
even when it fell off the counter and it shattered, every piece of glass was shattered except for the ones that Voss. And it was upright. It wasn't turned over. It's a Voss. And so when she looked at it and the music picked up, it was like,
yeah,
zooming in on Voss. That was funny.
Something it did was it hints at the ending without hinting at the ending. Like, throughout the entire movie, like, it's making her see and do, like, see stuff that's not happening, throughout the entire movie, and but you don't really expect the ending, because she's like towards the ending, like she's like the demons made her kill people, like commit a bunch of crimes and like get ready for stuff, and then out of nowhere, every bit of it was a lie.
Yep. I'll tell you what. The ending. We'll talk about that for a minute. The ending where she comes out of the egg thing.
I thought it looked like a... like.
I know. Yeah, you said it during the theater. He's like, that's a vagina.
Yeah.
That's a vagina. When she comes out of it, I will tell you this. From the moment that this was a pop star in the movie, I figured she was going to kill herself in the stadium.
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop whenever she was in this whole therapy, kills her mom, hijacks a car, tries to go to the doctor. I was like, okay, maybe it's not going to end that way.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all right, I'll take back that prediction. But then, like, it does it. And that's another thing. Now that she's killed herself in front of thousands of people, is this going to be like a pandemic?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah, she, well, was there thousands? I'd say it was good. Maybe 2,000.
Well, I mean, that's still
multiple. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
But, like.
And they kill themselves in front of more people, and it just spreads.
But wouldn't it be one demon? And is it one demon that can multiply itself? Like, can it multiply itself to do this?
We need more lore. Like.
Yeah. Hopefully, I would like another sequel.
Yeah, 100%. If you would have asked me about the first one, I would have thought it didn't need a sequel. But now, after seeing what they're capable of, give me a third one.
Yeah.
And I would love to see if it's a pandemic. That would be very interesting.
Yeah. Like, is it going to follow multiple people? Or something that could be interesting is the guy that tries to help her kill herself for a couple minutes to get rid of it. I think it'd be cool if it followed him trying to...
help multiple people?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
But if it is multiple people, like, I'm kind of worried about how it's going to do with the story, because they got really involved with Naomi's story in this movie, and can't do that with 2,000 people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, if they had more than one person, if they had two people, you couldn't be as invested in them as you were in Naomi's story. Or, what's her name, this one, Sky Riley or something?
Yeah, Sky Riley is her... name in the movie.
Is that her name, or is it the one from Trap? The Sky Riley?
Yeah, Sky Riley.
Okay.
Or does this just give the demon parasite a bigger choice of who he wants to do?
That could be it too.
Like,
he can pick anyone in the stadium who witnessed the suicide.
Yeah, he can pick anybody in the stadium. Which, if he know, like, if the demon thing knows that that guy's trying to kill him, that would make it a lot harder for him to track him down.
Yep.
Like, pick one out of 2,000, and you got to chase this guy. And if you can't get a hold of, like, you're trying to get a hold of the wrong guy for a week, like, I've already killed
him. Moved on, yeah. No, I got you on that. That's a good point. That would be interesting to see, too. Yep. Him trying to track down this demon from all the, like, he's visiting all the people from the concert. Yeah. I will say this. One thing that I had
to... Or what if he was at the concert? And he has to try and convince somebody. Like, he was somewhere in the crowd trying to get to Naomi. Or Sky Riley. Like, he was somewhere in the crowd trying to get to Sky Riley. And the demon picks him. And now he's got to find somebody to help kill him.
That'd be a cool concept, too. I would... Any of those three concepts, I'd be game for.
Yeah.
I'd be down to see any of those. I think the least one I want to see, though, is a pandemic. I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
But I love seeing characters I care for. And they can't do that with multiple people.
Yeah, no.
I will say this. Her friend's acting was trash.
I mean, if it is a pandemic, they would still be able to focus on one person, I guess, and just like they see news articles and stuff.
Yeah.
But it would still be really hard to do with a pandemic.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I didn't like the best friend's acting. I thought she was a terrible actor.
I don't really think it was that she was a terrible actor. I think it was just the type of person she played, because I've met multiple people that's talk and acted like her, the way she talks, like so unserious about everything and nonchalant.
No, I agree with you. There are people who do act like that, but I can't overlook that. Like, she just, it was bad to me.
Yeah, she is a boring character.
So boring. Like, it was, I guess she wasn't ever talking to her at all.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that was one of the twist endings. Like, yeah. Sorry, I just called you back, but I didn't really want to talk to you because you called me a shitbag or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a scummy something, yeah.
Like a scum cunt? I don't know.
I will say this. The scene with the naked man in her apartment, I didn't think that was the demon. I thought that was just a crazy
thing. Yeah, I was like, okay, like, this could be just a creepy guy.
I thought it was just a creepy fan.
Yeah, I was like, the crap stained underwear.
Took off his underwear and there's a skid mark now.
Yeah,
it's like, oh god. Yeah.
Like, but the fact that it was the demon and it knew to imagine a skid mark.
I didn't even think about that.
It was the funny demon and it was a skid mark.
That was funny. Yeah. Took off his underwear. Like so she meets this crazed fan earlier in the movie.
Yeah,
and he is in love with her and he's trying to get her to...
I kind of think that the crazed fan was the demon the whole time.
I think it was. I think it was just a crazed fan, but it like went off her imagination.
Oh, yeah. It could have triggered something the demon latched onto.
And when she gets into her apartment, that crazed man is butt naked and all his...
Like, no, she walks in and she just sees the t-shirt that he was wearing. And
it was signed by her.
Yeah, that she had signed. And then she sees the same shorts that he is wearing. And she just starts following a trail of his clothes until finally she just sees a pair of tidy whities with a big skid mark down them.
Yep.
And then she looks up and the guy's just at the end of her dark hallway.
That's what threw me off too. Like, he was smiling, but I was like, I don't know if this is just a demon or he's a psychopath. Like, I will say this. The way... kill scene where the guy smashes his face. Some of the best special effects I've ever seen.
That was really good ever. Special effects.
He smashed his face to a bloody pulp and it looked fantastic.
You can tell that they used a lot of money on their CGI because they gradually just get worse.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could tell that they was using up their budget towards the end of the movie.
That's why the crowbar scene where he pulls his face up was, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
He pulled it off, scene ended. Like, it's because nobody wanted you to see that for too long.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the movie, she comes out of this big egg-looking thing. Dylan thought it was a vagina. And he goes up on the stage. That's
what it looked like.
And she's going to kill herself in front of all these people. And she sees the demon killing her. Everyone else sees herself jabbing a microphone in her eye. When the demon opens up, like, he opens up from a scarred version of herself. She has a big stomach scar from a crash she was in. The demon pulls himself out of this, and the whole time it's ripping her apart and coming out of her body, it looks like it was a special effect I could have made on an iPhone.
Now, what it looks like is a clay stop motion, like Paranorman or something.
Exactly.
That's what it looked like.
Yep. I agree. It was bad. Like, that was a lot. But like you said, it got gradually worse.
Yeah. Like, it didn't just like, oh, here's really good stuff, and then like, okay, this is really bad. Yeah. No, like, you could tell that they didn't want to spend a lot of money on certain scenes.
Yep.
And then, at the end, they just blew their budget, looked like.
I think the ending should have been one of their priorities.
I don't know.
But the white kill scene was definitely the highlight of the movie.
Yeah, that was probably the best
kill. Yeah, I think it's one of the best kills I've seen in a horror movie in a long time. Him just smashing his face with the white and his skin falling off. That was pretty good. I wish we had got to see more kills. That's always my qualm with
movies. Yeah, something else about the weight scene. Like, you just repeatedly see more and more damage to his face. And it looks so realistic, like the damage that he's done to his face.
Until his skin, like, just flaps off.
Yeah.
That was, I wish we'd have got to see more of them. That's always my qualm with horror movies. I want more kills.
I think you're just a fucking psychopath.
A little bit. I will say this, too. Okay, so here's why the movie dragged for me in the first 20 minutes. I was not a fan of the pop star thing.
No, it wasn't.
I don't like pop star like movies like that. Like, it's hard for me to get into them. Like, I didn't think the story was going to be as intriguing as it was. Like, I thought, oh, shit, every time I feel sorry for a famous person, this is going to be hard to do.
Like, it's not so much that you feel sorry for her, but, like...
They really humanize her.
Yeah, like, she's not just a big star. Like, she has to pretend to be this big star person trying to find humility, but really she's just a person.
Yeah, with an addiction problem, a tremendous amount of guilt.
Yeah, like, kind of like a Lindsay Lohan backstory.
Yeah, the whole time she's struggling with substance abuse the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even get painkillers for her... car accident. She was an addict. They had to give her Tylenol, and
yeah, and then that's why she's drinking so much Voss water. Her therapist said, whenever you feel an urge to do drugs, drink Voss.
Yeah, drink Voss. Yeah, the therapist was a sponsor too.
Yeah,
for
every bottle you drink, I get 10%.
No, yeah, I didn't like the pop, but like I said, 15 minutes into it, I was like, okay, this is not a normal pop star story. This is the scene where she goes to the fundraiser and the teleprompter starts like giving her whack prompts to read about like her car accident and stuff. Like, that was one of the best scenes. That was one of the scenes where you got to see this actress's acting skills.
Yeah, it's like the panic in her face and everything, and then she starts seeing her dead boyfriend and everything.
She done so good with that. Yeah, like how her face was all normal, happy, and then she saw her dead boyfriend in the crowd. The prompt was not moving, and you just see the panic set in. And it takes a special kind of actor for that.
I do feel like it kind of copied iCarly, smacking that grandma off stage.
That was funny.
Like, she smacked the grandma off stage. It was like...
It was an accident.
The demon made her think it was her dead boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, get off me, and smacked the grandma off stage.
Yeah.
But, like, they did the same thing in iCarly years back when she was supposed to fight Victorious or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. They did, and I remember that now. Yeah, was it like Victoria's mom or
is her grandma?
Her grandma, yeah, and that's like what made the fight like a lot more intense.
Yeah,
you like you said, does a good job making you feel her stress. It's great. One thing that I'd also want to say about this movie, and I thought it was one of the coolest scenes, was the car crash scene. The scene where it reveals that she was the reason her boyfriend died.
Oh, yeah.
She grabbed the steering wheel. The camera angle going back and forth, panning back and forth. And like when he was talking, it was, and then it panned over, the whole car was talking. Like,
made you feel like you're sitting in the middle of
it. Yeah, it made you feel like you're sitting on the console just going, okay, all right. Yeah, no, that was one of the coolest scenes. And then the scene where she was suspended and the blood was dripping down and you got to look up and like her hair was. Again, one of the absolute, like, some of the best, like, cinematography in anything I've seen in a while. It really, like I said, horror movies, I want to care about it, and I care about this character.
Yeah.
What'd you give it? Oh, we already said four out of five, yeah.
Yeah, four out of five.
My bad, four out of five.
No, for me to give a movie 5 stars, it's got to make me want to buy merchandise.
For a movie to make me give it 5 stars, it has to have a lot of rewatchability. I have to think it was absolutely perfect, and I want to buy merchandise, yeah.
Yeah, the only way a movie's not rewatchable for me is if it's below 2 stars.
Yeah.
I can throw just about anything on.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm trying to get something done.
We'll make you watch Hobo with a Shotgun one of these days.
Hobo with a Shotgun.
It's fantastic.
You mean... The crackhead down the road?
Yeah. All right. So, give me some of your favorite horror movies. We're getting into our Halloween topics.
Okay. Favorite horror movies?
Just some of the franchises, some killers.
Jeepers Creepers. Three, I didn't really care for it too much. Hated four, but I liked the first two.
I hate promoting three in any way, shape, or form because the guy who made it was a convicted child predator.
Victor Salvador?
I don't know. That's why it's hard to find on streaming. That's why a lot of creators won't cover it is because the director was a child predator.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why if I watched it, I wanted to watch and review it, I had to find it where I wasn't going to pay no money for it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't giving that guy nothing.
I thought the same guy came back for three.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive. That's a while up.
It's the first I heard anything about a child predator.
I will Google that to fact check myself afterwards, but I'm almost positive that's okay.
I like the first two though. The first two Jeepers Creepers movies. Third one,
peak horror.
Third one, I guess don't watch it. Child pornography. Bad. That's really bad.
It's really bad.
I mean that. Don't watch it. Don't give this guy a dime.
Yep.
He's a sick fuck. The fourth one, though, don't watch it either. It's shit. Terrible.
You didn't even make it through the fourth one, right?
No, I only got halfway through it before I turned it off. It's, the only reason, it's right there with Joker 2.
It's bad.
Yeah. At least Joker 2 had good effects. However... it was just completely unwatchable. The only reason that I was able to turn off Jeepers Creepers 4 was because I didn't pay anything to watch it. It was just on Hulu.
I almost went to the theaters and watched it.
Yeah, no, I didn't even know there was a Jeepers Creepers 4 until I was just scrolling through Hulu and I was like, oh my god, and I clicked it.
I debated. I think it was between Jeepers Creepers 4 and Terrifier 2. And I went to theaters and watched. And I went and watched Terrifier.
Yeah, you made the right choice.
Yeah. So there's an ending scene. I will show you after we get off the podcast. Of them throwing... So they go to the roof to kill the creeper. And they grab one of the big metal crosses or metal poles. And throw it off the roof to stab him with it. When I tell you it's a stop, not really stop motion, but it's choppy of it going, it's like it took pictures of something going in the air, and it's so bad. I will show you when we get off here. Remind me. What's one of the worst, never mind, we covered that already.
Jeepers Creepers 4, worst horror movie ever.
Yeah, we both agree with that. I'll give you one of my favorite horror movies. I know you weren't big on it, but I love the Winnie the Pooh series. Blood and Honey.
I don't really...
It's not one of my all-time favorites, but I really love that movie. Since we're talking about low-budget movies.
Okay, so I never watched the first one, but from what you told me, it's... Actually, the second one retconned it.
Yep.
The effects weren't that good, and it was just a really cheesy movie. If you like watching cheesy things... you can watch it. I liked it because it was cheesy.
Yep.
And that's something else about Mr. Crockett. I liked Blood and Honey because it was so freaking cheesy. I hated Mr. Crockett.
It was because Mr. Crockett wasn't just cheesy. It was bad.
Yeah.
I enjoy cheesy horror. I don't enjoy cheesy action movies, but cheesy horror I can really get into.
Yeah.
One of my favorite horror movies of all time, it probably is my favorite, is Hell House. It's a found footage movie about these people who try to turn this abandoned hotel into a haunted house for attraction. And it's really haunted. It spawned four movies, and when I tell you three out of the four movies are some of the best horror cinema to date, in my opinion. The third one, bag of trash. That's always going to be a movie I watched during Halloween. I know you probably ain't seen it.
No. I'm not a big horror guy.
Yeah, I know you're not a horror guy. This makes it rough to do in Halloween topics. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. What's some of your best or some of your favorite horror franchises?
Probably Nightmare on Elm Street. I like that one pretty good.
Okay. classic. Can't beat the classics.
I did like the Halloween movies. Not the last one they made, though. That one was ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't like the third one, either.
Third Halloween?
Yeah.
You like Season of the Witch?
No.
I liked it for what it tried to do. Same reason I will give Halloween Ends some props. It tried to steer away from Michael Myers. I understand it more with Season of the Witch, because it was only the third movie in the franchise. They wanted to do like an anthology series. You know what I mean? So I get that. You can't do that with Halloween Ends. By that, you're, what, 9, 10 movies deep, maybe more? And they're trying to steer away from Michael Myers?
Yeah.
No, he's the icon now. He is the franchise.
Maybe if they'd done the second one.
Yep.
The second one. They could have done a whole different series type deal. But, no. I did like most of the Halloween movies.
Yeah, I like them too. I think after part two, in the original timeline, part two is where it ends for me, and then now the new trilogy, again, part two is where it ends for me. So I like maybe 4 out of them.
Yeah.
Like Cult of Michael Myers was trash, stuff like that, in my opinion. Some of my favorite horror franchises, again, the Hell House franchise, Terrifier is becoming one of my favorite franchises.
Yeah, I'll admit, like, I didn't really like them, like the movies at first, but they are starting to grow on me.
What, Terrifier?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them. I love them from the get-go. And Evil Dead. The Evil Dead series.
Yeah, I love the Evil Dead series. I didn't like the, what was it, 2014 remake?
You didn't like the...
No.
You didn't like the remake?
No, I didn't.
It was so good.
Yeah, but
I know I didn't like how they changed the characters. They gender swapped some of the characters. And I ain't got no problem with that, but Ash is this, like, you know,
yeah,
force in Evil Dead, and he gets his boomstick and all that. I didn't like how... I mean, they tried to steer away from comedy and go more into horror. I respect that. And the kills in that movie, solid. Like, freaking solid. The scene where the girl cuts her face off with a piece of glass, perfect.
No, but I do like the Evil Dead movies.
I will give an honorable mention. I know you, there's no way in the world you will ever watch a foreign film you have to read subtitles to, is there?
I don't know. When I had kids, I quit watching subbed anime.
I love foreign horror, like that I gotta read sometimes. I would much prefer it dubbed, but I recently watched one called The Sadness. It's like a zombie type movie, but it's not about them wanting to eat you. It's about them doing the most depraved, crazy stuff they can to you. It's one of the best horror movies I think I've ever seen to date. Like, if it wasn't... I don't think I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. If it was not a foreign movie, like, if it was English dubbed, anything like that, I probably gave it a perfect score.
Yeah.
But it loses points for making me read. All right, so, next topic. Which slasher do you think would win a battle? That's actually your question that we added. Which slasher do you think would win in a battle royale?
I know Ghostface loses.
Ghostface is the first kill.
Yeah, he's the first one out. Smallest knife.
Yeah. He's a normal person.
Yeah, he's just a normal person. No inside knowledge on any of these guys. Well, no, I take that back. Their movies exist in that universe.
They do. They do, because the screen guys are always horror nuts.
So maybe if he gets enough inside knowledge on them, but depending on if Freddy's in the real world, then he's not winning it. But then it's Jason. But if he can drag them all down to Dreamland, he's got it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't see Freddy being able to drag them
down. Well, maybe not Michael Myers. I feel like he's got a very strong will.
I think Michael Myers is the second kill.
The second kill?
Yeah. Again, normal person.
Is he a normal person, though?
He is a normal person.
Like, he fell out of a window after getting shot with a 45?
So he's just strong.
Name one person you've met that's fell out of a second-story window after getting shot with a 45 and walking it off.
All right. You got me.
Like, it may not explain how he can do all this crap, but, like, there's no way he's not, like, supernatural in some way.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you got a point, but...
Wait, no. In one of the Halloween movies, they manage to kill him or something like that, and his spirit goes into the little girl and makes her a psychopath.
Yeah. Resurrection, maybe?
Maybe.
It's been forever since I've seen the Halloween movies.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
But I do think Jason beats Michael Myers, though. But, like, what I'm saying, though, is if Freddy plays a big part in whether he can, like, mess with them in their dreams.
I think Jason takes the slasher Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I really do. I think...
I think he does, too, as if Freddy's in the real world. Because, like, in Freddy versus Jason, Jason couldn't really do nothing to him until he got into the real world.
But Freddy also couldn't make Jason go to sleep. They had to put him to sleep in the movie. They had to shoot him up full of drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. I would put my money on Jason, but I really can't think of any other slashers off the top of my head that would... Maybe Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface, maybe he would give him a run for their money.
He is just a normal person.
Yeah, I know, but...
So, but I still think he beats Ghostface.
Oh, yeah, he beats Ghostface. I think he beats Michael Myers.
Maybe.
Give me some of your best monsters in horror.
The Creeper.
The Creeper's a good one. The Creeper, I remember Jeepers Creepers was one of the first big horror movies I've ever watched. I remember being little, I watched part two, and the scene where he, like, falls to the bus and has half the team stuck on each side, that was pretty cool. Yeah. That's one of the most iconic horror movies, I think.
Yeah. Can't really think of, like, unknown supernatural monsters, like, other than vampires and werewolves.
Yeah, same. And I think the Creeper takes any of them.
Yeah. Well, some of them.
Creeper takes any vampire, I think.
No, I think a thousand or a... So I forget his name from the show. Godric from True Blood.
It's been years since I've seen True Blood.
I think Godric from True Blood could take him. I think any of those up there in, like, the 2,000-year-old, 2,000-year-old vampires could take him.
Maybe.
Because in the show, they can just rip limbs off like that. But, no, I do like the, I never seen the original, but I do like the Wolfman with Benicio del Toro.
Is that the one with
Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins, yes. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's...
That is a really good Wolfman.
Yeah.
There's a new one with Kit Harington, but it's not called The Wolfman. We saw the trailer for The Wolfman, I forget.
Yeah.
There's actually three new werewolf movies coming out. The Wolfman.
Yeah, I think we're getting ready to enter the, like, werewolf phase of the 2000s. Like, sort of how, like, 2008 to however long it was a vampire phase. Yep. I think we're getting ready to enter a werewolf phase.
Yep.
Because it's been so long since they've made, like...
A good werewolf movie?
Yeah. They've made one, which was The Wolfman. Yep. I think it came out in, like, what, 2010?
Maybe 10 or 11, something like that.
Yeah, I don't think they've made a good werewolf movie since then.
No, not one I can think of. We got the one with Kit Harington coming out. I can't remember the name of it to save my life. But then we have the one we saw in theaters the other day, The Wolfman, about the family having the dad slowly turn to a werewolf as, like, more of an infection.
Well, that's the same. I've seen that because that's kind of the same storyline with Kit Harington.
I know. You looked at me like, I thought that movie was with Kit Harington. I was like, that's two separate movies, dog.
Yeah, I know, but it's like the same storyline.
It's the exact same story.
Or did they just replace Kit Harington and do reshoots?
I doubt it. I had to look that up, but I know the first one was with Kit, because they had a whole trailer.
Yeah, with Kit. I watched the trailer with Kit Harington. I remember. All right. Oh, cool.
That has to be two separate movies.
Yeah. All right.
But then we have Werewolves coming out.
What's that?
I'm so excited for this movie, and I didn't think I'd be excited for a werewolf movie. It is a Purge style werewolf movie. Once a month, everyone who has this werewolf gene turns into a... I could be describing this wrong because I only read some stuff, watched this small trailer. Turns into a werewolf once a month. And you can either hunt werewolves, just go out and wreak havoc, or... I forget what the other thing is, but there's like three different options you can do. And it has the guy from The Purge. I can't remember his name, but he played Crossbones in Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
He's like hunting a werewolf or something. It's not, it doesn't really make it very clear, but it shows him with a minigun going after werewolves. And like,
so is this like modern times? Yeah,
modern times.
Okay.
Like at the beginning of the trailer, it shows a guy like watering his lawn, like getting his weapons ready for the werewolves. Like, I'm really excited for this movie. It's a really, really cool concept. And this is coming from someone who hates the Purge movies.
Yeah. I like the first one.
You like the first one? It's the weakest Purge movie.
It's not really a horror movie. It's just a thriller. Like, I like thriller movies.
It's a home invasion movie that... I didn't like it because they introduced this whole concept of crime being legal, but they focus on one house, one night. I like the other ones because they expand on it.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to see people trying to rob a bank, people trying to kill each other in the street, and they do that with the other movies.
Yeah.
But back to that, I think it's going to be good. I'm really excited. I'll show you the trailer for it later.
Yeah.
Give me some of the best supernatural killers.
Thought we just went over that.
Huh?
Thought we just went over that.
Did we just go over that?
No, we went over...
Monsters.
Yeah. Number one, I'm going to say Freddy. That's mainly cool. Because the dream realm.
Yeah. And everyone's got to sleep.
Yeah.
Unless you're on meth.
Jason. The Creeper.
Art.
Yeah, art. And then I don't know that many horror movies, so I'm just going to say Michael Myers.
Fair.
I've only seen the first Scream.
Fair. You need to watch more of those. Give me the bet off the top of your head, best kill you've ever seen in a horror movie.
Best kill?
Yeah. Can you think of anything? I'll tell you mine while you think of yours.
I won't say it's the best kill, but it's one of my favorite kills. It's from the second Jeepers Creepers movie. It's when his wing is separating the bus, and that guy's like, this thing's like a roll of toilet paper, and it just grabs him. Just
wraps him up and rips. Yeah, no, that's a solid kill. The best kill, like I've seen, I watched it earlier this year. It was called In a Violent Nature. It's a very unique movie, very slow movie. I didn't like it. I liked it. I didn't like a lot of it. So what it does is it tells you the point of view from the killer. It's like a Jason style movie.
I thought that hadn't been released yet.
It just got released. It was released in select theaters, but it just came out streaming a couple months ago. I just watched it, and it tells the whole point of view of the killer. Very, very slow. No dialogue, just shows him walking around the woods a bunch, and you kind of had to piece the story together. It's like you see newspaper clippings and stuff like that. And I would like to correct you on the last episode. The Pale Girl was his first victim. I looked into that.
The Pale Girl?
Yeah, from Terrifier. I don't know if it was his first victim, but she was a victim. The pale girl from the second one. Remember the little girl from the second one?
Yeah.
She was one of his victims.
Oh, was she?
Yep. I went back and watched the second one the other night with some family members.
Oh.
It didn't tell it in the third one, told it in the second one.
Okay.
I was just saying. We debated that last podcast. Yeah. Anyway, best kill in the movie from A Violent Nature. There's a scene where this woman's like on this cliff. I don't know if she's doing yoga or just looking at this or whatever. He punches through her chest with a hook, stabs her head with this hook, it has a chain on the end, and pulls her head through the hole in her body. Into a knot. It shows everything. One of the best kills I've seen in a horror movie in a long time.
Okay. one of the most realistic kills, but it's not really a horror movie. It's more of a drama thriller. But it's based off a real serial killer, the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Love with that Mark Ruffalo.
Robert Downey Jr.
It just seems so real to me when he goes up and ties that couple up, having a picnic, and just starts stabbing them.
Yep. That's one of the scariest kills.
Yeah.
Because that's just a normal person that can get you any. I agree. I love that movie.
We're gonna they wasn't trespassing or nothing. He's just
a psycho.
Yeah, he's just a stranger that come up on him.
We're going to have to do a deep dive into that movie.
Yeah, that is a really good movie.
Give me some of your favorite Final Girls for the spooky season.
Oh.
I can give you some of mine. What do you think? If you
want. I can't remember her name from the first Jeepers Creepers.
I don't know her name either, but she was a good
the sister.
Yeah, she was a good final.
From the Nightmare on Elm Street movies,
Nancy. Think so.
Yeah, Nancy. Because she is like around for like all seven of them.
Yeah, she was around for a lot of them.
Yeah,
I think it was seven of them. Yeah. I like Final Girls Who Fight Back.
Yeah,
like I have. You're watching The Invisible Man, the new one?
Not the new one.
Is
that the remake of the Kevin Bacon movie?
No.
That's Monster.
That's Monster, yes. Yeah. This one's about, it's a modern take on The Invisible Man. This woman has an abusive boyfriend, and she leaves him, but he's like this tech inventor, and he kills himself. And his ghost is haunting her. That's what she thinks, but really he has developed a suit that makes him go invisible.
Okay, that kind of seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it is, because I said the same thing until I gave it a watch. It was fantastic, because he frames her for a bunch of murders, and like gets her locked into a mental asylum, and he's tortured into this mental asylum while no one else can see him. It's a good movie. I'm going to give it that one day. She fights back, though, eventually in the movie. And the way she fights back is she's just freaking ruthless.
Yeah.
And I like Sienna from Terrifier. One of the best Final Girls I think we've gotten in recent years. And then Countdown. The movie where she gets the... they have an app that counts down when they'll die. The Final Girl in that, great Final Girl. Again, fights back with the killer. Love it. Next I have here, probably our last topic unless you want to say something.
No, go ahead.
I am rewatching a bunch of scary movies for Halloween. I'm trying to watch one every night. I rewatched The Shining the other night. What's your thoughts on The Shining?
I've never sat down and watched it.
I know you're not a horror guy.
No, I don't really have any...
No opinion on it?
Yeah.
This is one of the most overrated movies, I think, to date. Like, I rewatched it with some family members, and I remember, like, those family members saying that, this scared me when I was younger. This is one of the most terrifying movies, one of the most terrifying books I've ever read. I want to tell you that it's one of the most overhyped movies. I like it, don't get me wrong, but it is so overhyped it's not even funny.
Okay. So... I know I've never seen it, but what I will say with that about it is that's just one of those movies that redefined a genre.
Yep.
And it's very nostalgic, especially for a lot of older people.
I'll give you that.
Sort of like The Lion King. Lion King's not really that good, but it was like one of the first...
You hold your tongue.
It was one of the first cartoons to like give you that type of story on an animal and have that type of... that good of animation and stuff about an animal.
Right.
That's why people like The Lion King so much.
I agree. And I agree that it did redefine a genre. It really gave horror like another push in the right direction.
I can completely understand like your viewpoint on it. Like if you like,
I'm sure if I seen it in that time period.
Yeah, if you had seen it that when it came out and like never seen any other horror movie that we got today, you'd probably absolutely love that. That's probably one of the reasons I like Jeepers Creepers so much.
Right.
Because, like, that's the movie that scared me when I was a kid.
Yep. One of the movies that's... That's another thing we should say before the end of the... What was one... Besides Jeepers... Jeepers Creepers is the only thing you think of. What's a movie that terrified you when you were younger?
Oh. Silent Hill.
That's a good one. That... Why were you watching Silent Hill when you were younger? Like,
don't ask me questions.
Oh, Silent, I'm thinking of Hills Have Eyes. What's Silent Hill?
Oh, no. Yeah, Hills Have Eyes terrified me, too. I forgot about that.
Wait, hold on. What's Silent Hill? I was thinking Hills Have Eyes.
Silent Hill, it's based off an old video game. But
oh! Yeah, I'm dumb.
Yeah, with the big triangle.
Yeah. That, what were you doing? Yeah. The question still stands. What were you doing watching Silent Hill? Or Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah, I just watched whatever.
Yeah. One for me. Hills Have Eyes is a good one.
I never watched the original.
I recently did. I'm watching a new movie every night for Halloween, or either new or really good. And I watched, it's made by Wes Craven.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I watched it. It is pretty much scene for scene the new one, just older quality.
Yeah.
The only difference is the ending.
I don't remember the ending.
Yeah, the ending, they go into like this town to find the inbred killers.
That's in the middle of the movie.
Okay, they don't do that in this movie. They just find them in the hills.
Yeah, they go into the hills and find like a little...
Yeah, there's no town. There's a cave.
A cave.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's still good. I enjoyed the first, the original. Like I said, just recently watched it.
I don't know about the original, but I know in the remake they made it seem like they was all inbred and stuff because of bomb testing or something like that.
They done that with the second one, but you know how they had built towns and stuff to test the bombs on? They were in these towns.
Yeah.
They... The radiation and stuff kind of messed with them too, with the inbreeding. And,
yeah.
But one that scared me when I was younger was The Grudge. You seen The Grudge?
That never really bothered me.
My gosh, when I was younger, you could make that noise like they make in the movie. And I would freak out. Like, I recently rewatched it, and it does hold up, but it's not as scary as I remember because I was like 8. But. Yeah.
Did you seen the second Hills Have Eyes?
I did. Revelations.
It's the Army Group.
No, I'm thinking Silent Hill. Yes, I have seen the second Hills Have Eyes too. I wasn't as big as it on the first one. Granted, I haven't seen it in years.
No, I can only all I remember is like for some reason an army group gets deployed over there, and the only kill I can remember from the movie is they're just walking and one of the inbreds just reaches out from under a rock and grabs him and pulls him, folds his leg up.
Yep. I remember that kill too. There's also a kill with dynamite where they light dynamite on somebody. I ain't seen that one in years. I'm gonna go back and watch that one. But that's all, unless you have something to say.
No. What's your two movies for me to watch?
Oh, two movies. I'll actually pick one that me and you both haven't seen, Borderlands.
Oh.
Because I really want to watch that one. I've heard the reviews on it are not great, but I am a person who will form my own opinion.
Okay.
And then I also have Jumper with, what's his name?
Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, Hayden Christensen, yes.
Okay. So for you, I got Stephen King's Silver Bullet.
Looking forward to that one.
Another werewolf movie. And then Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, you were briefly telling me about Junior a couple weeks ago, and I only thought Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger done twins together.
No, I think they've done a couple of things together.
I'm for it. I love their chemistry and twins, so...
Very The Rock, Kevin Hart chemistry.
Exactly, yes. So I'm for it. We will also be reviewing Venom next week.
Yep, The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. We go see Venom tomorrow. Before we do, would you like to give any predictions or something about Venom?
I only think Null's going to be in the movie for like a couple minutes.
I think I will do one better. I think it's a post credit scene.
I don't see why they put a post credit scene in a trailer though.
Man, did you see who is officially playing Noel?
Yeah, Norman Reedus.
What? No, that was the rumor. I thought that was official too. Andy Serkis.
Oh. He'll be good.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's great. That's what I said. I no disrespect to Norman Reedus. Love Norman Reedus. Andy Serkis blows him out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 100% living for that. All the reviews I've seen online says it's the best out of the trilogy. For me, Carnage is my fourth favorite Marvel movie. I think it's number four. It's going to be hard for them to top Carnage for me. I love that movie. So
I didn't really care. I like the first one better than I like the second one, really. So
you can have wrong opinions all day long if you want.
Okay. Well, it'll just be me on the next episode. I'm going to shoot him. We will see you guys next week. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Our letterboxes will be linked in our description of the video. So,
and now you can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music.
Yep, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we are trying to get more outlets. So
here in a little bit, we'll be on Apple Music.
Yep, or Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yep. So, like you said, like, subscribe. We'll see y'all next week.